Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Nuruldeen, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. I know it's been a long time, but here we are again. In today's episode, I'd like to introduce something new to the podcast, which is called Read. So I hope that you like it and you can learn a lot from this. I'm going to be reading What Happened to Good Manners article. It was written by Lubna Blaziz, published in Al-Haram Weekly. And absolutely, I'm going to be leaving the link in the description in case you would like to go and read this on your own. For information, you can listen to English Seekers podcast on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. So without further ado, let's read. Are we to say goodbye to please and thank you forever? We seem to be hearing them less and less. Do you miss the good manners of back then, when gentlemen opened car doors for ladies? When the young gave their bus seats to seniors? When it was natural to help the elderly cross the street or help lift heavy bags for a stranger? It is true that manners and customs change with the times. What is normal for one generation may look silly and useless for the next. However, are there not certain basic human instincts of respect and kindness towards our fellow humans that we should always preserve? Psychologist Catherine Findlay says, "It's the civility in our behavior that identifies our character." Where is that civility now? Columnist Michelle Gordon refers to a research in the Wall Street Journal that people are being defined as ruder, possibly because our lives are more stressed and pressured, always on the go. There is little time to spare for courtesy or civility, though they cost nothing. Another problem may be that people have different expectations of behavior. Younger people have distinct and atypical ideas about manners that often seem bizarre to older people. We need to be attuned to uncommon views, shocking as they may be. It is our problem that we expect the same from them, manners from them, when their world is so different. Manners change. Rudeness always stays the same. The British Psychological Society released a report in 2016 indicating that people might just perceive rudeness differently nowadays. The truth is that with every generation, there are complaints about manners going downhill. The sudden switch of genteel manners of the 19th and early 20th century is somewhat shocking. Since manners usually take a long while to change as drastically as they have in this century, does the fault lie with us? Some 70% of Americans believe we have become more rude and less critical of behavior we used to scorn. As revealed in a 2018 survey, patients like to be called by their first names by their physicians. It shows familiarity and ease. But how do their doctors feel? Hey there, Phil. My rank, age, and position must be recognized at all times. What is allowed on television today would have been unheard of 50 years ago. Is it TV that is changing manners, or is it merely imitating life? John Kaysen, a cultural historian, believes that manners manifest the political, economic, and social realities of their time. Do we look up to our leaders and icon stars and follow them? Kaysen believes that the women's movement brought many rapid changes, followed by the cell phone, internet, social media, and all communication devices. Modern technology developed so fast it has outrun etiquette, manners, and any code to adhere to,
So it is a hodgepodge of bad behavior and melange of unfamiliar words, habits, and manners introduced in our society. Rules and etiquette of manners have been part of the human race for more than 4,500 years. Manners are rules that govern social behavior and goodwill. They vary from culture to culture, but in essence, they follow the adage, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Etiquette, often confused with manners, refers to a code of behavior, a structure within which manners can flourish. It requires effort and dedication. Manners are simply polite behavior in a more general sense. Because of rampant bad behavior in the streets, schools, and home, more people are clamoring for better manners. We need to save our civilization. Before we slide back into primitive cavemen of the Stone Age, how to eat, how to dress, how to address, how to behave in a cultured manner. How to nature, compassion, and politeness are the basic elements of any given civilization. Why are we running around with torn jeans and flip-flops as if they were the essence of glamour because Americans are doing it? It is good to borrow the best that other cultures can offer to boost our own, not the worst manners of behavior, language, and habits. Abandon the cursing you hear often enough on TV. Does your family not tell you that it is foul and unacceptable? We are truly discussing the decline of the family unit, which need not necessarily be conflicted with manners or basic human decency. We do not wish to blame parents, but we are beginning to realize how most of our behavior stems from that dinner table. Most social life occurs there throughout the ages. Etiquette. Who could afford this arsenal of silverware except the very rich? What if you leave a couple of forks or knives untouched? No longer are those rigid codes structured to distinguish the rich from the poor, an exercise of early discrimination and dominance. It was at the family table that we learned not to chew with our mouths opened, not to use our smartphone, how to wipe our mouths regularly, use our cutlery properly, engage in an interesting conversation with family members, show them how much we care. Manners remain largely unchanged, or should be. Etiquette may be considered sophisticated and worldly, but the kindness, politeness, and sensitivity towards others are lasting good manners that become part of you and serve you well in all social circles. Perhaps then, please and thank you will be heard more often. It is almost the definition of a gentleman to say that he is one who never inflicted pain. John Henry Newman, 1801, 1890.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.